Hey, it's time for the bunker. You got me and
John.
All right.
You did it.
You didn't say
the mystery guest.
The mystery guest.
Well, my wife told me I can't fool anybody with my voice anyway.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds. Are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. 1,000 people in the street, singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
So we've done guns, we've done fishing, bullets.
Yep, yep.
Done ugly cars.
Well, you call them ugly. I call them classics.
I don't know what it was, but you know, I was working at a truck stop as a cook back in the 70s, and I've seen one of them, and it's just like, wow, no, not for me.
And you got four or five pictures on your computer, and you say it's not for you.
No, I can find them on the computer.
Those are, but you saved the picture.
I did not.
You did too.
Did not. No, that's not it. It's a goat.
Did that fellow with the willies beat on your door yet?
No, I guess he doesn't listen to KMXC.
Yeah, but we'll beat on his door.
I'm going to, actually. As soon as I get my Jeep up and going. So I don't know. We've done fishing too. We talked a little bit about fishing.
We talked about that.
And you've told us all your secret spot.
Yep, right where the eagle sits.
Oh, you changed it.
Yeah, I did. I learned that from a very wise man.
You're getting closer to the actual spot, you know. soon he'll be saying, yes, yes, it's by the log where the eagle sits. But anyway, we had some pretty good shows, and we're still got to do shrimp. We talked about shrimping, too. Yeah, we did. Crawdads.
It's going to be a learning experience for me, catching a couple of shrimp.
And for your grandson, too, pulling that net up. He's going to be muscular after that.
That boy's growing fast. He's going to be strong.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe we should talk about building fires and stuff. Survival techniques, surviving, you know, shelters and fires. Yeah, let's talk about building a fire.
What do you do with all your old gas?
Make that first mistake.
and say, oh Lord, am I really here at last? Who wants to play those eights and aces? Who wants a raise? Who needs a stake?
Yeah, you can throw gas on a fire, but you got to have a fire first. So are you going to rub?
Are you going to start the fire?
Have you ever seen that movie with the Tom Cruise? Not Tom Cruise. What's his name? Tom Hanks, where he's the castaway.
Years ago, yeah.
Remember,
yeah.
He's out there, he's rubbing two sticks together?
It was
for hours, and finally he got a spark after hours.
He found a Bic lighter.
Yeah, and some gasoline. He had a big fire. But you know, I actually went and bought some flint and iron. And it's not that hard. It's pretty easy, actually, if you got the right stuff. But if you don't have the right stuff, yeah, it could be a pain.
What about those magnesium sticks, flint sticks?
I think they cheat.
They cheat?
I think they cheat. I think there's actually a chemical in there that when they drag it out, it strikes on like a flint and iron. It strikes, but then it actually catches on fire because it's probably got some kind of chemical starter in there, I think. That's what I think. I've seen them. It's just hard to believe.
We'll find out. We'll talk about it next episode.
Do I got to buy one?
I think I have one.
Oh yeah,
we'll tear it apart. We'll check it out. Have my grandson check it out.
There we go. I still think the waterproof matches are the best things to keep around. You know, you should stock up on those. But shelter's the other thing. Hey, did you know that a blue tarp? If you ever get stranded out in the wilderness, you lay a blue tarp on the ground, and if an airplane flies over, they're actually that's a signal for SOS.
A wise man told me that not too long ago. But I did not know that. I did not know that. That's nice to know.
It is.
And everybody has a tarp here.
Yeah, everybody has a blue one, too. So, yeah, you were talking earlier that as long as you got a good axe, you'd be good to go.
Oh, a good little hatchet and a saw. You know, you can cut limbs and, boy, the plenty of spruce things would make you have a nice little lean-to.
Right, yeah. Or
keep you out of the wind.
You know, or if you happen to be packing a tarp, you could always throw that out there, too, to help cover your lean-to.
If you're wise, pack a small one. They come in handy.
Yeah, definitely. And also, they can be used for
bags.
SOS. another thing that's going to be a problem. He didn't seem to agree with me, but north, south, east, and west, it's hard to predict here. You can't just follow the sun. During the summer, the sun kind of rises in the north and kind of sets in the north.
It bounces around. You can't depend on that for a true north or something.
No, you can't. So it'll be tough.
Lick your thumb and hold it up and look for the wind.
You got to follow the stars. Or what's that other one? The moss. Moss grows on the north side of a tree, right?
I have no idea. I didn't know that.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
Bear's bread grew on the south side of the trees.
You know, let's play this song. This is I Can't Find My Way Home. Let's get this one knocked out. About the car tips.
Car tips.
That's your forte.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm putting the mm-hmm in there. Mm-hmm. And we won't talk about bidets.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road along a levee. Performance is sweeter, nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a date today to see the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.
Traveling east, traveling west, wherever you go, Chevy service is best. Southward or north, near place or far, there's a Chevrolet dealer for your Chevrolet car.
So make a date today to see the USA.
See it in your Chevrolet.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Boston, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely tip when you make that California ship? I get your kicks on Route 66. Timely tip when you make that California trip. I get your kicks on Route 66. I get your kicks on Route 66. I get your kicks on Route 66. Get your hearts. Get your
Route 66. You know, I put that song in there for a reason. One number is, you know, it's because you're driving around, getting your kicks. You know, back when we were young, driving around, that was a thing. You know, get your driver's license, right? I don't know about you, but when I was of age to get my driver's license, I was in line.
I was 14 years old, got my permit.
See? Yeah, I mean, that was, everybody was getting their driver's license. The kids nowadays, my daughter, she didn't get hers until she was 20. Jamie, the oldest one, is like...
Well, that's probably a good reason for that.
Don't know what it is.
Gals can't drive worth a...
Well, yeah, hell, you're in trouble. John said that, not me. But
I can't get fired.
This is true. But she didn't want her driver's license. I don't know why. But
she runs a boat better than a car.
I don't know. That's combat fishing. You've seen them out there doing that, right?
Yeah,
oh, it's crazy.
It's tough to do that.
Oh my gosh! And she's got she's got that. She's getting a new jet drive boat.
Bumper guards.
It is. It's crazy. But it was probably a good thing she didn't start driving until she was 20. It saved me a lot of money. Car tips. What do you got for us for a car tip?
Well, what do you want to know?
Well, you know, what do the kids these days need to know about driving around Kodiak Island?
Tire pressure, gas, and good damn brakes.
Good darn brakes.
And don't forget about the insurance.
Mom and Dad. Oh, when we were kids, you know, we always had an emergency kit in the car. I did. My dad wouldn't let me leave home without it. It's like, what is that?
Don't
leave home without it.
Blanket, flashlight.
No, that was for party time.
Oh, that was driving movies. But you always had one in the trunk.
Yeah, but we always pulled in backwards. I always had a truck. We'd pull in backwards with the lawn chairs. I know everybody talks about, you know, per head, but ours in Colorado, it was carload, $5.
It's kind of funny. You drive into a car, you know, a drive-in movie, and you're by yourself, and your car is on a, you know, backwards side with all your buddies in the trunk.
Yeah, that was
they let you through.
That was you. That was your generation. I think I missed out on that. Actually, it's been pretty cool that we've been doing movies down at the drive-in. Hallmark Marine's been doing movies down there. It's been pretty cool. Down at the fairgrounds.
The fairgrounds. Hats off to them. I haven't been there yet, but I'll go.
Yeah, well, now it's getting kind of...
a little hard, but...
Yeah, because now the movie doesn't start until probably 10:30, I think, because, you know, last night I noticed about 9:15 that it was still light outside. Well, it's kind of tough, but those were good times. But no, back when I was a kid, you know, Dad always made sure that I had a crescent wrench, duct tape, baling wire. Dad was big into baling wire. I don't know if you ever had that in your emergency kit.
That's actually not a bad idea. Yeah. Dad was a wise man.
Baling wire, black electrical tape, and then the duct tape.
Duct tape, you can put damn or anything together.
Right, and then a crescent wrench, it fits everything, and a screwdriver.
You brought you along to change your tires. Good toolkit's not a bad thought.
Nope, definitely got to have one of them. So, but, you know, tire pressure, good gas, and insurance.
And the toolkit.
And the toolkit. All right.
Don't forget the blanket.
I just don't know if I want to go there.
You're not young anymore.
I know. But I don't want to put any thoughts in.
Out of gas. You don't want to freeze your backside off.
Yeah, but you always run out of gas when you're out on a date.
Well, it does.
Oh, my gosh. We're out of gas, honey.
In that case, two blankets.
I bet a lot of kids don't even know what the submarine races are.
No,
oh, my
I guess
gosh.
Not.
You got that confused look on your face.
Yeah, I never heard of that stuff either.
Really?
Yeah, what the hell's a submarine race?
We'll talk about it off the air. All right, we better get on out of here. It's about that time. So, hey, John, thanks again for swinging by. Hey, I heard that. Papa Top, my friend.
There's still a couple left in the fridge.
All right, everybody, we're out of here.
Good afternoon.
And have a fantastic day.
Build a fire.
Take a blanket.
There's homeless on the streets of every city, big city crime in every little town. There's people making money off Jesus and taxes dragging everybody down. There's politicians kind of stretching the truth, and farmers are getting pulled up by their roots, and pushers telling little kids high's the only way. Oh, welcome to the USA today. It's true, we got our problems. Lord knows we make mistakes, and every time we solve one, 10 others take its place. But you won't see those refugees heading the other way. Welcome to the USA today. There's a million happy homes for every homeless, and opportunity still knocks on every door. Our younger generation's really shining, much brighter than they've ever shined before. We've got the right to vote our leaders in, yeah, and we've got the right to vote them out again. And we're all free to speak our mind and not get locked away. Welcome to the USA today. It's true, we've got our problems. Lord knows we make mistakes, and every time we solve one, 10 others take its place. But you won't see those refugees heading the other way.
and gentlemen, Statler and Waldorf, the two old gentlemen who usually sit up here, have
died.